Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our 14th annual San Jose Saxophone Christmas. We have 193 saxophones to play some Christmas carols for this evening. Actually, it's 194 because I'm going to play myself in a while too. So, that, okay, 193 and a half. Okay. We started this back in 1994 with 28 players, so we've grown since then. Our first selection to play for you is entitled A Christmas Festival for Saxes. Thank you. Again, in case you missed it, this is our 14th annual event in San Jose. Before this mall was remodeled, this is one of our locations we played that first year. And this mall has improved a lot. We're glad you're enjoying your time out here. Hope you're enjoying your time out here. I also want to take a moment, I want to do it many times, I want to thank the mall management for allowing us the opportunity to come out here. If you like what you hear and you like what you see, please make sure you tell the mall that you'd like to see us back more and more. Our next song we have for you is Jingle Bell Rock.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was famed Ukrainian bell carol, or no, often called Carol of the Bells. I want to remind the people that are watching us and enjoying this performance, this is not a group of seasoned professionals that play this music daily. We got together this morning for a two-hour rehearsal, and we already did one performance at Christmas in the Park, and our second performance for the year is here with you. We don't meet again in assembled till next year. So I want you to make sure you acknowledge these people for doing a very, very good job for a short notice and reading the music very well. We would now like to play our version of Winter Wonderland. The next selection we have envisions of Julie Andrews performing this piece back in the early to mid-60s, Touroulour, Patapatapan. It's an old French Christmas carol entitled Patapan. Thank you. Each year I try to do one children's song. I don't necessarily mean by doing a children's song, but one that as a child I remember growing up, such as All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth and Nothing for Christmas and so forth. This one here is the one we're using this year, and has special meaning, I know for myself. It says, I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus. As you can see, we have quite a different variety of saxophones. There's some old, some new. Quite a few players too, some old, some new. We have here, I'm gonna take a few moments here, rest my arm. I know they're getting tired of seeing my arm move, so I'm gonna give it a rest for a moment. Here's the family of saxophones that we have. First of all, it's over here on my left, and we'll hold up in a second. It's an instrument called a sopranino. Back here, sopranino saxophone. This is, did Rich, you have your other one with you? Ah, and the baby's in the house too. We have a soprillo over here. It's 11 and a half inches long. That's the smallest commercial made saxophone in the world. And if I'd have brought mine in, you would have had two in the same room. And that's scary. But we have a Cipriolo and the Sopranino. The sizes are played on a regular basis for our performance. We have in front of me the soprano saxophones. We first of all have a curved version of a soprano. And then we also have the straight soprano saxophones. Stand over here. And we also have where's the sax cellos at? We have the sax cellos, which is kind of like a combination of curved and straight over here. And one of the largest group of instruments we have with us today, the one you primarily see in the school bands, and that's the alto saxophone over there. And the next version down is one from the 1940s. It was a very big and popular then. We have a few of them with us, a C melody, which is a C tenor. There's two here. Is that horn? Oh. Okay. And then we have the next largest group of instruments from the schools you see is a tenor saxophone over here. In case you haven't figured it out, they're getting bigger as we go. Okay. Then the next size up is what you normally see for the school bands, the bass, the berry section is a baritone saxophone back there. And we have a couple of them with us today. The largest instrument that we normally have with us is the bass saxophones in the back center. See, parents, what you want to do, if your kids wanted you to buy a saxophone, that's the one you want them to get. Okay? All right. Next piece we have, fun little piece, an English carol entitled, I Saw Three Ships A-Sailing. Kind of hard for me to see all the way up there, but if I mention the name The Velvet Fog, does that ring a bell for anyone? The Velvet Fog, known also as Mel Torme, who wrote this piece many years ago. One of his signature pieces. Unfortunately, it seemed like everybody made it famous and popular except for him, Nat King Cole being one of them. This is our version of The Christmas Song by Mel Torme. Thank you. Again, thank you so much. For those who missed the introduction earlier, this is our 14th annual San Jose Saxophone Christmas. 193 saxophones playing for you this afternoon. I want to also take a moment to thank the mall management for allowing us the opportunity to come out here again. We've performed out here many times before, and it's wonderful to see a wonderful crowd, a nice crowd watching and enjoying our tunes. This next selection, I know that Tchaikovsky had in mind writing for saxophones for his ballet, The Nutcracker, but for some strange reason, he wrote it for strings instead. So for today, here at the mall, at Cupertino Square, we're going to perform for you the original concept that Tchaikovsky had for his ballet. This is entitled Dance of the Sugar Plum Saxes. Imagine the looks on the faces of ballet dancers who get ready on stage and they heard that being played in the background.
ballet.
This next selection we have for you is our version of White Christmas. If you ever saw the movie, the first movie, Home Alone, is where he's shaving in the bathroom. And this wonderful doo-wop version of White Christmas comes on, being performed by the Drifters. Well, I took that arrangement and did it for saxes, and this is our version of White Christmas.
Thank you.
Now to take our little more serious note here, we're going to perform our version of the Hallelujah Chorus from the Messiah. Okay, so I say Simon and Theodore, and you say? I guess you don't say much. Let's try it again. Simon Theodore. Thank you. 49 years ago this year, the gentleman put that down on music. And by the way, here's a little chipmunk trivia for you people standing up there. I'll bet you didn't know this. That the Simon, Alvin, Theodore were names of the record executives that helped put that and promote it. So he took his boss's names and he made them the chipmunk names. True story. Here's our version of the chipmunk song. And remember, swang is only permitted the designated areas. And this is one of them down here.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have two more selections to play for this evening. Again, I want to thank the mall manager for having us out here. If you're enjoying what you're watching and seeing, again, I ask of you to please go by someone with the Cupertino Square management, the information booth, anything, and let them know, or even the vendors, the businesses, and let them know how much you enjoyed us, so we'll keep be able to come back here each and every year and perform for you. Would also like to mention, if there's any closet saxophone players out there, as most of us are, we'd love to have you come and join us. I mean, if you think 193 is fantastic, wait to hear 240 or more. Go to our website, www.sj, as in San Jose, SJ Sax Mass, S-A-X-M-A-S, and watch for us and see what we're doing as far as our performances next year. Tentatively, we're scheduled for next year on Saturday, December 20th, which is always the third Saturday of December. We always like to play Christmas in the park, and we hope we'll also be out here again. This next piece is a synthesis of Jingle Bells, holiday favorite, and our national march, which is the Stars and Stripes Forever. This is entitled Jingle Bells Forever. Again, all 193 of my bestest friends, I want to wish all of you a very happy, safe, and wonderful holiday season. I want to be able to see you back here to start clapping for us again next year. Otherwise, we have to send in replacements. I want to thank the mall management here at Cupertino Square for allowing us the opportunity to come out here and perform. And I look forward to playing and doing this all again next year on December 20th. This is our final tune. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
you again. Have a wonderful holiday season. We'll see you next year.